the following. It says that when it comes to shiduchim, says that the person is supposed to be directed. להזיר את החתן. שאחר שנפגש את הקלה וקיים בעצמו מה שאנו חזל, עשו לו לאדם שקדש ישראל עד שאירנו. We know that the chachamim, because of the mitzvah, ואהבת לרעך כמוך. A person is supposed to love another Jew like himself. So the question is, how can you mamash be able to be zoche to love another Jew like yourself? Almost impossible. Like yourself, impossible. So there is the Ramban that says there is only one instance that a person could love someone, mamash, mamash, like himself. Says that when the Torah says, "Vahayu lebasar echad," that the husband and the wife are supposed to become one flesh, that's the only time. A person is going to have respect, tremendous amount of respect, is due to the parents. But to be considered to be totally one, a person can only achieve that, says the Ramban, like him or self, to love someone like yourself is only through loving a person's wife. So therefore, in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'arecha kamocha, you cannot get married to someone at asul l'adam shekadesh isha at sheir ena, till the time that you come to see her. So that is pleasant, that you like her company, etc., etc. So then you can fulfill the ultimate mitzvah of v'ahavta l'arecha kamocha, to love someone like yourself, to be able to be giving to that individual like yourself, etc. So let's say it took many dates. So the recommendation is at least 9 dates that have to be conducive type of dates, that the person gets to talk to the individual, gets to see the different moods that the individual possesses, the different midot that the person possesses. That's besides the outside check that you have done into the family, etc. So therefore, at least 9, could be by our community, 2 months, 3 months is necessary. 9 dates is not sufficient to make sure that the individual mamash is the missing part of the puzzle. So comes out, so you have done the dating sufficiently. Now, the question is, once you have done that, how long does it take for you to get married? So officially speaking, for many, many different reasons, it's supposed to be not more than 2 to 3 months. From the date of the engagement till the marriage is not supposed to take more than 2 to 3 months. Why? So first of all, the longer that they take, the more possibility of Satan getting to the way and destroying this union, as we have seen many cases, unfortunately. It's impossible that any type of relationship between a chatan and a kalla, they have disagreements. Disagreements is fine. It's impossible that says keshem sheparsufein enu domezul azu kachdeotein enu domezul azu. Just as two people look alike, afilu identical twins, exactly is not exact. So the bottom line, if two people cannot look alike, the two people cannot have the same opinion. So just as you cannot say, "How? Why do you look like that?" So he's entitled to his opinion. Just as you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that individual with this look. So therefore, a person has a different philosophy. So therefore, you cannot say that I want absolute agreement in all areas. It does not work. There is no such thing. Every couple have disagreements. So the question is how to deal with the disagreements. So therefore, the longer that it takes for them to get married from time of engagement till the wedding, the much more of the possibility that because of the disagreements, they're going to cancel it out and they are not going to work on it. So therefore, that's one explanation. Another explanation is given. So you see, there is a tremendous amount of feeling for the opposite gender. So now you want to tell me that you want to wait for a summer wedding. Some of them, they have this ideology. So they get engaged already, let's say, in September, October. No, I always had in my mind, I want a summer wedding. Very nice. 10 months, you want to delay it sometimes for, I have to graduate. I remember I once asked Arav Shechter, somebody was in the middle of, I forgot already, I believe it was in the middle of medical school. And Baruch Hashem, he found his soulmate, and they wanted to wait till the graduation. So the pshat was, why? Because when it comes to medical school, you cannot miss any of the days. Could be it was, the case was actually residency, actually. So the pshat was, you cannot just not go to the hospital. So I remember Rav Shechter said like this, it's better for a person to get married during the year and not stay home, even though that 7 days that you have the 7 days after the chuppah, you have Sheva Berachot. Sheva Berachot, every day, you're supposed to be relaxed. You're not supposed to be working. You're supposed to, stay home together with your wife to be able to buy the Imam Beisar, to build the structure for 1 year. As we know, a person is not supposed to travel away unless Mamashi gets the agreement of his wife. She is willing to be mochel that the first year of marriage, the husband wants to go on a business trip. The first year, you cannot go. Unless the wife, Mamasha specifically, is going to be mochel you. So I remember Rav Shefter mentioned regarding that case that it's better for a person during residency to get married. The next day, for sure, you cannot go. But the day after, go to work rather than delay till the summertime, that for 7 days, now you're going to be able to get released from the hospital. So let me say, so there is different explanations. Why is it that a person is not supposed to delay? You want a summer wedding, very nice. But Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the zechut to be able to find your soulmate. You're not supposed to delay. There are a tremendous amount of hirhurim ra'im. What are you going to do every time that they meet? So every time that they meet, after the engagement, there is potentially, on the one hand, it's going to be my wife. On the one hand, it's not my wife. Engagement has no significance. If a person wants to break the engagement, Khalil Bechas, you don't need any get. I mean, so therefore, a person in his mind, this is going to be ultimately my wife. So a person is going to be every time enticed. How can it be for the next 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, 9 months, you're not going to be able to touch her, you're not going to, the staring at her is also a nekuda to be considered. That's why by Hasidim, you see, their community is different because of the fact when it comes to their community, a child is ultimately a product of the parents. So in their community, being that they live, at least, certain sections, mamash totally in a ghetto, that they are not basically, to a great extent, not influenced by the outside world, so the child is ultimately only the product of the parents. Here in our community, here in America, a child is not only a product of the parents. They have a tremendous amount of influence from the outside world. So therefore, by the Hasidic community, one date suffices. If you know the parents know the parents, Shalom al Israel. So you know the parents, the child is a product of the parents. One date, you go there, you sit there half an hour in the parents' house, the future father-in-law, you have a coffee and a cake, half an hour of discussion, decide after half an hour. It's for you, it's not for you. That's all what it takes. The parents already did the research, they already know the parents, Shalom al Israel. But by us, this doesn't work this way. A child is not a product of the parents. It's not only the product. So the bottom line, you need perhaps 2 months, 3 months of proper dating to get to know her. And then after that, you are not supposed to put yourself in a tremendous amount of nisyonot, the challenges of not touching her, not staring at her too much, etc., etc. Being that all these things creates a tremendous amount of tava, desire, and then you have to be able to control yourself. So this is what Harav Yitzchak Yosef brings in the bottom. He says when he used to be in the yeshiva at Hebron, Harav Yitzchak Yosef, the son of Rav Avadia, used to be in yeshiva at Hebron. Hebron yeshiva used to be originally in Hebron, close to Kivrei Avot, Avot HaKedoshim, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. So the yeshiva used to be there. So comes the Arabs, those Arabs, Yemach Shemam, they did a pogrom more than 80 years ago. They did a pogrom, they killed out many Jews of the yeshiva. So the yeshiva had to relocate. They came to Yerushalayim, and one of the biggest yeshivot, Yeshivat Hebron, one of the most famous yeshivot. So says Rav Yitzchak Yosef, his father, Rav Avadia, sent him to Yeshivat Hebron. So there was a mashkiach there in the yeshiva, and this is a yeshiva, you have a religious talmidim, they're learning Gemara, Pilpulim, halakha, everything. So the black hat yeshiva. So any boy used to get engaged. So he used to say, come here. Talmid of Yeshiva, come here. The Mashkiach used to call him over. So you got engaged, Mazal Tov. I want to tell you something. Make sure you don't touch the girl. So what? Khalil Abakhas, I should touch the girl. A religious person, you have to tell him, don't touch the girl. You cannot touch her during time. The Isha betumat nidata loti grav. Legalot erbata. Ule Isha benidat tumata loti grav. Legalot erbata. The Pasuk says, to a woman, you cannot come close when she is nida, legalot ervata, that chalila v'chas, coming close is going to cause the next stage. So what does it mean coming close? Which means you are not allowed to touch her, hug her, etc. So chalila v'chas, what are you talking, harav? I'm a religious person, God-fearing person. So now listen here. A person could be saying whatever he wants to say. At the end of the day, you have a tremendous amount of desire. And if a person doesn't control from the beginning, from one step, you're going to go to another level. So if you don't control, let me tell you, it says my experience. Anytime that there is going to be touching illegally, this is going to create, after marriage, separation to that extent between husband and wife. Because the closeness that they got before marriage, the touching that they did before marriage, was done by Isur. So after marriage, it creates every time separation between husband and wife. So the more you're going to do it with Kedusha with Tahara, the more you're going to be able to observe Kedusha and Tahara during the engagement till the time of the wedding, is going to be Zoche, you're going to be Zoche. The separation before the wedding is going to bring closeness after the wedding. So he said, he used to say this, I feel to the religious Talmidim. So imagine what's going on in today's world. So the man said, a person is supposed to encourage proper age of marriage for the children. And once they are, Baruch Hashem, they were zoche to find their soulmate. He says, a person is supposed to encourage them to get married Be'ez Hashem within 2-3 months, to be able to prepare everything. It takes 2-3 months. And then also the amount of, challenges during this time is going to be much, much more